guest of the day, Mix 94.7 KMCH. The big backyard bash coming up before we know it. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy in charge, or at least the guy that everybody answers to, Dale's with us. Dale, introduce yourself officially, please, again.
Dale Beckenstead, and I'm representing the Petersburg Commercial Club.
This is quite the party you guys have over there in Petersburg. Kind of started, was it 2 years ago now, or just this would be the second year, right?
This will be the second year, yeah. Last year we started in style. We had a spectacular day for Petersburg, so we're very proud of it.
Yeah, you guys had to. I think it was huge crowds, and I'm trying to remember the name of the Confederate Railroad, wasn't it?
Confederate Railroad, yeah. We found out about the week of that we were getting them. We had a switch in bands because of good old COVID.
Yeah, that's right.
But Confederate Railroad came to our rescue, and they did an awesome job for us.
And what's it like to have that many people come kind of take over Petersburg, you know, that for that Labor Day weekend and do all the good that it does?
Well, it's fun. It's really neat to see something like that come together. I mean, it was a complete community effort. A lot of people come together and help with that. One little group doesn't do something like this. So it takes a lot of people, and fortunately it all came together, and we had, you know, basically the perfect day weather wise for it, and we're just very fortunate that it all worked out the way it did.
Well, let's talk about the 2022 edition then, as obviously year one was so good, you're going to do it again. Is this going to become an annual thing, Dale?
I have not been authorized to answer that.
Wink or blink twice.
Yeah, right.
Here we are, year two at least, though. Tell me about the 2022 edition.
So this year, it's pretty much the same MO, except we will not be doing the parade at the beginning of it. But we are going to have three music acts, great country western music. If you're a country music fan, you need to be there because they're going to be really good shows. Our gates are going to be opening up at 3:30. It's all again up at the Ball Diamond behind the church in Petersburg. And there'll be parking immediately to the north of the Ball Diamond like last year. And there'll be a shuttle running, bringing people up to the gate for their convenience. Gates open at 3:30. We're just doing tickets at the gate. We're not doing tickets in advance this year. So it's $25 at the gate. 10 and under are free. No cost to them to come in. And it's $25 a person for everyone else. We got Bo Timmerman kicking off the music at 4 o'clock, and he'll play until 5:30.
See, and people don't believe me, Dale, when I say he used to be the quietest guy in high school. You couldn't get the dude to make a noise, and now he's outperforming all the time.
He does an awesome job.
Yes, he does.
He's got a great country sound to him, and I think he has a very good following. So, absolutely, I think he does a great job, and I think he'll do a good job for us. So, if you like easy country western listening music, that's a great way to start it. Again, I do need to remind you to bring a lawn chair, because we're all out in the outfield, and you bring a lawn chair, set her down, and you can sit as close or as far away as you want from the speakers and make it work for yourself. So, absolutely, please bring your lawn chairs to grab a seat. But, Bo, get things going at 4 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, we're going to have Tyler Richton and the High Bank Boys.
With another great band, too.
And they are. They have a tremendous following down in the Des Moines area. These are some Central Iowa fellas. They're all Iowa-related. Ashley Tyler and the drummer, I believe, graduated Iowa State. And one of the other ones graduated UNI, and the other one graduated Central in Pella.
Yeah.
So they're all Iowa-connected, but they're all extremely talented individuals. Produce some great music. They actually even do a little writing and perform down in Nashville, and they've opened for some big names as well. So yeah, we're very, very excited to have them coming up to Petersburg. And then at 8 o'clock we have Ashton Shepherd, and she's bringing along a five-piece band that, and again, a Nashville native.
It's a very good country sound.
I shouldn't say native. She's born in Alabama. She's a good southern gal, but she's had a lot of experience down in Nashville, had some charts. And actually, I believe she was nominated for new artists or new upcoming artists.
Upcoming artist of the year,
Country Music Academy.
Yeah.
So that's quite an honor as well. So, yeah, again, we've just got some tremendous talent coming. Going to be a great night for music. In between the shows, we're going to have Randy and Nesker Auction Service auction off a few items.
Oh, I thought he was going to sing. I'm like, Dale, you're no. going to turn around and leave.
Yeah.
It's the Randy Nesker Rhythm and Blues Review, and everybody's gone.
You said that. I didn't. But again, we're gonna do some auctioning off. We have some very nice items going up on the sale block, and all the proceeds from the auction will be going towards the church's renovation project, which they're getting close to completing, and that money will be ear tagged for the outside landscaping and things like that. They're adding some new lighting and some other
things.
And
if you've never been up to that church, if you've never been to that area, talk about a beautiful structure. And good on you guys for making sure it's staying upkept and keeping that beauty that it so deserves.
Yeah, that was a huge project, and it turned out really well, and it's gorgeous inside. So, you know, come to Petersburg early. You can get inside. It will be locked up later on, but you can come see it. But we'll have the lights on that night, so you'll be able to see, appreciate the stained glass later on when it gets dark.
Yeah, I set foot in that thing the first time. We were doing our hometown tours this year, and I got to walk in that church and just was like, wow. Yeah. It's awe-inspiring, and you walk in
there. It's gorgeous. So I think we kind of hit on the schedule there. And then at 9:30, when Ashton Shepherd gets done, we're going to have the national anthem, and we'll actually have the Color Guard present colors at 9:30. We'll do the national anthem, and then we've got Tom Mellencamp with Spec Fairy Pyro. We'll be doing another spectacular fireworks display. If you were there last year, you know how good it was. And so he's bringing another great show again this year. So,
well, and what a day to kind of wrap up your Labor Day, you know, or maybe even kick off your Labor Day weekend.
We had to move it up to Saturday this year, but last year it was Sunday. But this year we moved it to Saturday, the 3rd. I should say September 3rd. I don't know if I even said the date yet.
Well, and we'd mentioned Labor Day weekend, but obviously people are doing stuff Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. This is Saturday. This will take up your Saturday
this
for Labor
is a Saturday
Day
night. Yeah, it's a great way to spend your Saturday. And we really appreciate everyone coming up to support it. We certainly appreciate everyone who supported it last year. We also have lots of great food. We've got the pork producers and beef producers from Delaware County grilling up for us again. We got some pork loin sandwiches, and brats, hot dogs. And also we have Delaware County dairy promoters serving up some great ice cream.
Base is covered then.
Oh, yeah. All the essential food groups we'll have there.
You've got quite the food pyramid built.
and serving up some fries and some other things. So, yeah. And then we appreciate the Petersburg Achievers 4-H Club. They'll be operating the lunch stand for us. And they did a tremendous job last year. So
what time do you recommend, Dale, people get to Petersburg? Just show up noon and just make a whole day of it, 3, 4 o'clock? You tell me what time I need to be there.
I would say I don't think you need to be there that early unless you want to spend some time over at the big house. You're certainly welcome to do that. Yeah.
When I walked into that church, by the way, there were like a crowd of people out at the big house. They're like, what's they doing in that church? I feel like I was about ready to get run out of town on the rail. Yeah. They're protective of that building, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so. We keep an eye on it. So, yeah, you're welcome to come up anytime you please. But, again, the church would be open earlier on. But, again, the gates open at 3:30, and the music starts at 4 and plays on through. Again, for the kids, again, we mentioned 10 and under free, and also we've got a bunch of games for the kids, and they're all free for the kids. They don't have to pay to participate. We've got the Maquoketa Valley FFA Club's going to come up and run the pedal tractor pull.
Oh, cool.
And so they'll be doing the sign-up from 4:30 to 5, and then at 5 o'clock the pulling will begin. So we have that going on. We have the bag toss set up. We've got bounce houses there available. Again, all free to the kids, 10 and under. And
sounds like you guys have not left a base untouched with
this. No, like I say, it's very similar to last year. The only thing we're really missing is the parade. But otherwise, everything else very, very similar to last year.
And the one reminder, again, you don't have to buy tickets ahead of time. You buy them at the gate as you come in.
At the gate. Only at the gate this year. We're just going to eliminate the the advance tickets and just do everything right at the gate this year. So
there you go.
Hopefully that works well for us.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to, I mean, having gone to school with Bo, and then I've heard so many good things about Tyler Richton, and then about Ashton as well. You guys got a pretty good lineup put together.
Yeah, yeah, tremendous. We feel it's a tremendous lineup, and I think everyone will enjoy it. If you enjoy country music, you'll enjoy that night.
And all the food that goes with it. And the great,
terrific food. We had lots of compliments on the food last year. And again, we're laying it out there again this year. So I think it'll be a great evening.
Someday you're going to come back and tell me this is going to be an annual event. I just have a feeling you're going to come back and you say, we're going to do it annually now.
Yeah, I've not been authorized to say that yet.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I wasn't trying. Dale, always good to see you, sir. And wish guys the best of luck coming up Labor Day weekend. And look forward to being there and being a part of it, too. Yep.
Thank you, Justin. And thank to KMCH for providing us this opportunity. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. You can learn all the details, not only our community message board, but right here, our guest of the day segment on Mix 94.7 KMCH.